Breaking It Down with Frank McKay. This is 103.9 LI News Radio.
I'd like to welcome everyone to Breaking It Down. Frank McKay here. Much more importantly, Matt Kunitz, who is a superpower. He's made himself a superpower over the years in the television world, and just an amazing career. He's an executive producer, and we will be hearing about the all-new Wipeout. And again, the original Wipeout had, I think, 7 seasons on ABC. It's new. It's better than ever. But also, he's got 3 new series totaled, and his track record's unbelievable. Between Fox and HBO Max, the 3 new series will be going. Again, a superpower. Matt Kunitz is our very special guest. Where the premiere is upon us of Wipeout. Everyone's got to watch it. It's all new and better than ever. Matt, how are you?
I'm fantastic. I can't believe we're finally here. You know, we've been working on this new season for a year in the middle of COVID, and we finally get to deliver it, and it's going to air tomorrow on TBS, and it's exciting that we finally got to this point.
Yeah, it had to be very frustrating. And, of course, we all worry about the deaths and people being sick and all that. But beyond that, it's just kind of getting back to normal. And something like this, the new Wipeout, people want this. People want entertainment. People need entertainment. And, yeah, congratulations on finally getting it out. It's been a tough year.
It has been a really tough year. I think the timing is perfect for us. When we premiered originally back in 2008, America was coming out of the recession, and, you know, America was in a real slump, and then here came this sort of wild, wacky show that, honestly, you don't have to think about to watch. You just tune it out. It's on in the background. You know, you don't have to, if you miss an episode, it doesn't matter, and it's just going to make you laugh, and it's going to bring the family together. And now, you know, flash forward, it's 13 years after we left, 13 years after we originally premiered. And, you know, we're coming back, and it's sort of a similar situation where, you know, we've been in this COVID slump, and everyone's stuck at home and looking for a way to be entertained. And now, you know, we're back, and, you know, the families can come together. It's a really rare show where kids and adults want to watch together. I mean, I know I have a 18-year-old daughter and a 14-year-old daughter, and there's nothing that they watch that I want to watch. But a show like Wipeout is that rare, it's a unicorn, right, where kids are like, I want to watch it. They might not get the humor. It might go right over their head because, you know, we're a little bit edgier this year. The adults might, you know, get some of the jokes, but everyone is going to get the wiping out, and that's what the show's all about, watching people wipe out.
And listen, you're absolutely right. My kids, when the original Wipeout was on, they could not miss it. And at the same time, my 80-year-old father-in-law was talking about this coming out, the new Wipeout, and looking forward to it. I'm telling you, it is a big span of people. And listen, we need fun. We need entertainment. We need to get by. And I'm glad you brought up that we were coming out of a bad time, a bad slump last time, because I thought of that before, you know, before you called, before we talked here. It's coming out a good time. We need this. And I really think that this is going to be a big hit. Tell us the difference between this and the original series.
Well, the biggest difference is the hosts. So, you know, we have John Cena and Nicole Byer and Camille Kostek as our hosts this time around. And so, you know, I always say that people live vicariously through not only the contestants that they're watching on the show, but also through the eyes of the hosts. So when you have this new sort of fresh batch of hosts, they're coming at it in a completely different way. I'm not sure if you're familiar with Nicole Byer from Nailed It, but she is an extremely edgy comic. You know, so she is, I mean, it's, when we went into it, I was like, wow, she's quite blue. You know, I mean, she pushes the limits. But I said to her, I want you to be yourself. I don't want you to come on and pretend to be anyone else. And I said the same thing to John Cena. The combination of the two is fantastic because they, you know, they've never met each other before we did this. It's always a risk when you have, you know, a brand new show with new hosts. Is it going to work? Are they going to have chemistry? You can't really ask someone of the caliber of John Cena and Nicole Byer to do a chemistry test. So you hire them and you cross your fingers, and it within 5 minutes of them being together on set, it was like they were sort of that work husband wife, sort of pair where, you know, she's constantly teasing him. He just keeps taking it. He's sort of like that, you know, kind of that puppy dog. He looks at her with those puppy dog eyes, and she's just teasing him. And it's really natural and fun, and we get to enjoy the course through their eyes. And you know, that's one of the biggest things that we changed. Obviously, when we came back, the network said, we don't want to come back with just the exact same show. We want it to be bigger and bolder and edgier. And I said, well, that's going to cost money. You can't be bigger without money. And they were great. TBS is like, whatever you need, just let us know and let's do it. And, you know, we lived up to what they asked for. And I think the audience, if you were an old fan, you're going to love it because it's going to feel familiar. And if you're a new fan, it's going to be like, you know, the most fantastic thing you've ever seen.
When you started working on this, Matt, in your mind, the new Wipeout, the expectation that you had as opposed to what the reality is now, and again, I'm not saying, well, you know, obviously you're happy with it. You wouldn't put it out if you aren't thrilled with what you're seeing. But how much different is it from what you originally saw in your mind?
You know, I think as a producer, your natural inclination is like, if it's not broke, don't fix it, right? So if it was up to me, I would just go out and I would probably produce the same Wipeout we did 7 years ago. But, you know, I'll give credit to the studio and the network for pushing us to say, no, you have to make changes. It has to feel different. And I respect that, and I think I need that push. And it is different. You will feel when you tune in, just right off the bat, it just looks different, you know. And as I said, because we switched out the host, you know, those hosts are involved in every part of the show. They're there for, you know, every minute of filming. So you can't help but feel like the show has evolved and in a very good way. So, of course, I'm going to say it, but I think the show has evolved in a better way. I think the show's better. I think it's more exciting. I like the edge. You know, when we were on ABC, that's ABC Disney. So you had to be really safe.
Yeah.
This is TBS. TBS is they push the limit a little bit. So, you know, look, you can still have your kid watch because they're not going to get the jokes. But those jokes are, you know,
for older folks, for adults.
Maybe a rated R.
Yeah.
Say that again.
I said for adults, for us, for guys our age and you know, 18 and over.
But again, the kids are going to love the Wipeout.
Yep.
People love the Wipeout. The adults will love the jokes and the Wipeout.
Listen, congratulations on everything, not just this, but your whole success. It's exciting watching you and your career. You have two new series coming. I know a lot of people waiting to talk to you. Maybe we can get you back, talk about some of the other series. But can you give us a website or a social media site to follow along with what you're doing?
Lionsgate.com. So I have a deal with Lionsgate, so any of the shows that I do would be on their website. You'll be able to follow along there. Right now, you know, we're in development with two shows at Fox and one show at HBO Max. I can't say what they are yet because it's our business. It's very secretive until they make the big announcement, but we do have exciting stuff coming out.
Well, listen, we're going to be tuning in to Wipeout, the all-new Wipeout. Thanks for being here, and congratulations again, Matt.
Thank you.
Matt Kunitz, everyone. He's become, you know, an absolute superstar on the executive producer front, and again, you know, you could hear it. He's pumped up, and he's got John Cena and Nicole doing the hosting of this. And I'm never going to second guess a guy like this and his eye for chemistry. But it is exciting talking to someone who's who's really, I was going to say about to launch. He's been launched for years. He's got an amazing career. If we don't have a lot of time to go into his whole resume, but because we're here talking about Wipeout, and that's what he wants to talk about, and it's upon us. But what he's doing with his career is just great. He's got it. He's got a feel for it. He's got a track record, and he's got the pulse of the people. He understands what listeners want, and of course, watchers, viewers want, And, you know, he mentioned in the beginning, you know, you don't have to think about it. You don't have to. This isn't, you know, he's not trying to create Citizen Kane. He's not doing some complicated, you know, thought process here. He's doing Wipeout. And it's fun. It's enjoyable. And it's, you know, he knows exactly what it is. This guy knows exactly what he's doing. Matt Kunitz is his name. And the all new Wipeout is upon us, the premiere of Wipeout, and he's got two additional series coming, one on Fox and one on HBO. It's a good time to be Matt Kunitz, and why not? He's earned it. He's paid his dues, and he's done very, very well with his career, and getting bigger and better. And hopefully, we'll get him back talk about the especially the HBO Max one. But the Fox sounds interesting too, just from the little tidbits I hear through the grapevine. Big time guy. Matt Kunitz, executive producer of Wipeout, all new Wipeout coming up. And if you're a fan of those type of shows, check it out. If you're not, check it out anyway. It's again, it's mindless and you know, I should say it's mindless. It's you don't need to go in thinking too much. Just enjoy the all new Wipeout. Frank McKay signing off. We'll see you next time on Breaking It Down.